Appendix G. Arrival Departure Airfield Control Group Operations. The ADAG is an ad hoc Army organization responsible for supporting Army units departing or arriving by air. A model organization is outlined with military-grade structure. However, there are countless instances where an ADAG is operated by trained civilian personnel. Units other than transportation have been tasked to establish and operate an ADAG operation out of necessity, and this appendix provides guidance on establishing and operating such a facility. Organization. The United States Air Force normally exercises overall control of airlift and loading or unloading operations at the departure and arrival airfields. Airlift resources will always remain under the operational control of the United States Air Force. The United States Air Force will establish a CRE at both departure and arrival airfields. The CRE provides the commander, command and control staff, and communications required to support AMC's worldwide refueling and airlift operations. The CRE may also include additional contingency support elements, such as aircraft maintenance, aerial terminal, weather, intelligence, and flight surgeons. These contingency support elements are under the direct command of the CRE commander and are organizationally subordinate to the CRE. The CRE conducts worldwide operations from airfields ranging from austere locations to established facilities at civilian airports or military airfields. They provide minimum essential onload, offload, and in-route AMC mission support during deployment, employment, and redeployment operations. They provide continuous liaison with all interested agencies to ensure the operation proceeds according to plan. The ADAG coordinates and controls loading and offloading of units for deployment or redeployment. The ADAG is organized as an element within the installation TDAs. Personnel and equipment resources come from units or activities which are not required to move with the transported force. The installation must plan manning for continuous operations. The ADAG will be in place before the first deploying unit arrives. The ADAG must be structured to provide essential support for the transported force. Each group will be made up of at least an officer and NCO to provide leadership, and other administrative and support personnel is determined by the size and scope of the operation. See DTR 4500.9-R Part 3 for the recommended organization. The ADAG is the liaison with the United States Air Force at the airfield. Commanders of units and installations that have a directed or implied contingency mission involving air movement operation should continuously identify, maintain, and train the personnel who staff the ADAG to ensure that responsibilities can be fully accomplished even on short notice. When possible, marshaling or outload areas should be surveyed to provide current and accurate information on facilities available and support considerations. Designated ADAG personnel must undergo appropriate training for carrying out functional responsibilities to support an air movement. Personnel responsible for outloading must know loading procedures that apply to the types of aircraft to be loaded and be trained to inspect and certify HAZMAT. DTR 4500.9-R Part 3 provides additional guidance on the operation of an air terminal. Planning and preparation. Preparation for air movement begins with receipt of the mission directive or order and continues through the planning phase until execution. A series of local joint conferences are required during the planning phase for close coordination and to ensure a clear understanding of responsibilities. As a minimum, a joint planning conference will be held as soon as possible after receipt of the air movement order or directive. A final coordination conference will be held immediately before the move. Key personnel should represent participating elements at these conferences. Conference personnel must be able to resolve problems and make decisions for their organization, including interface requirements. These conferences do not rule out the need for continuous coordination throughout the planning cycle. The task force commander or representative will conduct a final joint coordination meeting with the representative of the deploying unit, the ADAG, and CRE. At this meeting, the deploying unit, ADAG, and CRE present planning status and identify any problems. Air movement requirements will be based upon UMD and provided to ForceCom or ASCC or as otherwise specified by the movement order or tasking directive. ForceCom or ASCC consolidates and provides these refined lift requirements to the supported combatant commander and US Transcom. U.S. Transcom provides the unit movement requirements to generate strategic lift schedules, which are published in GCCSA. Once in GCCSA, these schedules are available to the joint deployment community. Installation GCCSA operators should coordinate the dissemination of these lift schedules to ITO, Division Transportation Officers, ADAGs, and respective UMOs. Arrival/Departure Airfield Control Group. The ADAG is an ad hoc Army organization established to control and support arrival at the APOD and departure from the APO. Elements of an MCT and an inland cargo transfer company typically operate the ADAG. However, the mission can be performed by almost any unit with the properly trained personnel and equipment. The organizational elements of an ADAG, command, operations, joint inspection, and loading/unloading remain constant, but the size and capabilities are mission dependent. In CONUS, the ADAG will normally work for the LRC. However, in OCONUS, a sustainment brigade may be assigned the responsibility to oversee the establishment and operation of the ADAG. Although an ad hoc organization, the ADAG should be organized so that leaders of the activities are clearly understood. As a minimum, the following steps should take place. Exercise overall operational planning, supervision, and management of the ADAG activities within installation pertaining to safety, training, and operations. Develop an SOP outlining safety, training, and operations procedures. Ensure all civilian personnel involved in ADAG operations are sufficiently manned, trained, and funded for mission accomplishment. Ensure ADAG personnel receive annual training. Ensure all ADAG personnel who need to drive on the flight line are trained and certified by the appropriate authority. This certification should be annotated on the individual's United States Government Motor Vehicle Operator's Identification Card. Establish and provide guidance on security requirements. Brief all personnel engaged in ADAG operations. Establish communications. Obtain parking and flow plan from the mobility force. Coordinate MHE with the mobility force. Ensure that sufficient loading team personnel and vehicles are available to accomplish the mission. Advise the deploying units of the airflow and expected arrival of aircraft. Receive passenger and cargo manifests from the loadmaster. Supervise offloading the aircraft, normally accomplished by the aerial port squadron, including removal of shoring and dunnage. Ensure communications between CRE and ADAG are all functional areas of CRE. Inform unit of any change in operations. Departure operations. The ADAG normally performs the following functions while processing Army forces moving by air from an aerial terminal or designated airfield. Liaison with the United States Air Force. Assistance with load planning. Command and staff oversight of Army units prior to release to United States Air Force. Managing flow of Army personnel and equipment. Weighing and measuring specified equipment. Providing emergency maintenance, defueling, and related services. Coordinating MHE. Coordinating pallets, shoring, and dunnage. Conducting safety briefings and escorting chocks to ready line. Reporting status. Approximately 35 to 40 personnel are required to operate a departure airfield support activity on a 24-hour basis. The number could be higher or lower depending on the type and size of the move. Maximum on ground is the term used when determining United States Air Force aerial terminal sizing and refers to the maximum number of aircraft that can be accommodated, parking maximum on the ground, on an airfield, or can be handled by the personnel and equipment package allocated to the location per shift, operational maximum on the ground. Other equipment that should be available to an Army contingent operating as an ADAG includes TC Ames 2 equipment, AIT equipment, communications equipment, generators, light sets, scales, measuring tapes, 463 Lima pallets and nets, straps, chains and devices, mechanics toolboxes, fueling/defueling equipment. The equipment and the quantities will vary depending on the magnitude of the operation. The primary purpose of a marshalling area is to provide a location near the APO to assemble personnel, supplies and equipment and make final preparations for air shipment. Unit marshalling areas are used to receive convoys and processing vehicles before they are staged for loading. Marshalling areas are the responsibility of the deploying commander, who is normally assisted by the ITO, supporting units, or other designated organizations based on local policy. The ADAG maintains liaison with the deploying unit and the CRE. Coordinates with the CRE for technical assistance. Calls aircraft loads forward from the marshalling area and assumes control in the alert holding area. The alert holding area is the responsibility of the ADAG and is normally located in the vicinity of the departure airfield. It is used to assemble, inspect, hold, and service aircraft loads, and control of the load is transferred from the individual unit to the ADAG at this point. The ADAG ensures loads arrive at the alert holding area at scheduled times. Receives, inventories, and controls aircraft loads as they arrive. Inspects aircraft loads to ensure that they are complete and correctly prepared. Ensures required shoring, floor protection materials, 463 Lima pallets, tie downs, straps, and chains, and dunnage are available, identified in the BBPCT requirements. Verifies weight and balance markings. Establishes a discrepancy correction area. Inspects documentation for accuracy and completeness. Inspects hazmat for proper documentation. Provides emergency maintenance, defueling, and related services. Coordinates MHE support. Directs aircraft loads to the call forward area. The call forward area is the joint responsibility of the CRE and the ADAG and is the location for the joint inspection of deploying unit equipment and cargo. The ADAG deploying the unit and the CRE conduct the inspection. They complete a DD Form 2133 to indicate to the loadmaster that the required inspection is complete. Deficiencies are corrected by the unit and rechecked by the inspection team. Once the inspection sequence is complete, the deploying unit arranges its vehicles, pallets, and equipment into the call forward load or chalk sequence. The ADAG reviews hazmat documentation and load plans. Ensures manifests are correct. Ensures the deploying unit adheres to the established movement schedule. Changes aircraft loads and manifests when required. Ensures that discrepancies found during the joint inspection are corrected. Provides loading team personnel and support as required. Escorts chalks to the ready line and briefs personnel on flight safety. Retains copies of manifests and inspection records. The CRE coordinates with the ADAG on all changes required by aircraft configuration. Conducts the joint inspection together with the ADAG and unit representatives. Provides guidance to ADAG and deploying soldiers concerning flight line procedures. Provides a team chief for each loading team. Notifies the ADAG to dispatch chocks to the loading ramp / ready line. Provides airflow status to the ADAG. The loading ramp area, including ready line area, is controlled by the CRE. At this point, control of units for movement purposes passes to AMC. The ADAG transfers control of the loads to the CRE. Maintains coordination with the deploying unit and CRE. Obtains chock completion times from the CRE. The CRE accepts chocks from the ADAG at the ready line and loads them aboard aircraft. Ensures each aircraft load is positioned at the proper aircraft at the scheduled time. Briefs all personnel on flight line procedures and escorts passengers to the aircraft. Ensures each chock is positioned at the proper aircraft at the scheduled time. Maintains liaison with the aircraft crew and the ADAG. Coordinates with the loadmaster to ensure the aircraft is loaded on time to meet the scheduled departure. Provides MHE and special loading equipment as required. Produces electronic manifests and ensures data submission to ITV systems. Provides the loadmaster with manifests and retains copies for file. Arrival operations. An APOD is an airfield designated to serve as an authorized port of entrance into the country in which it is located. A CRE and an arrival airfield control group coordinate reception at the APOD. Elements of an MCT and an inland cargo transfer company typically operate the ADAG. However, the mission can be accomplished by almost any unit with the properly trained personnel and equipment. Both United States Air Force and Army have responsibilities at an APOD. The main areas of the APOD are the offload ramp, the holding area, and the unit marshalling area. The CRE supervises offloading arriving aircraft. The ADAG escorts the chocks to the holding area and assists the unit in assembling and moving to the marshalling area. The offload ramp area is where the aircraft are offloaded. The CRE controls the offload ramp area activities. Each load is released to the ADAG for return to unit control at the holding area. The ADAG maintains coordination with the arriving unit and CRE. Provides support to arriving units as determined during the joint planning conference. coordinates for a detail from the arriving unit, provides offload teams and support equipment to the CRE as required, accepts each plane load from the CRE at the established release point, ensures that shoring and dunnage from the aircraft is removed and transferred to the arriving unit. The CRE advises the ADAG of the airflow and expected arrival of aircraft, plans and supervises aircraft parking, receives passenger and cargo manifests from the aircraft loadmaster, supervises offloading the aircraft, including removal of shoring and dunnage, provides offloading equipment and operators, receives cargo manifests and ensures that inbound cargo data is scanned by the ITV interrogator. The holding area is a location normally adjacent to the ramp where the unit halts briefly to ensure they have their personnel and equipment before moving to the marshalling area. The ADAG coordinates with the CRE in the arriving unit, provides support to the arriving unit outlined in planning conference, scans inbound unit equipment and cargo, and submits the information to the server, coordinates movement of aircraft pallets to the unit marshalling area for pallet breakdown, provides fuel, oil, and minor maintenance for transported vehicles, provides emergency services as required. The marshalling area is a location next to the port where units reconfigure and prepare their equipment for onward movement. Prompt clearance of cargo from the APOD is essential to the efficiency and success of the aerial terminal. Training and certification requirements. Many of the duty positions in the ADAG require formal training and certification.